Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Lakehurst.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, happy Tuesday.
It's not usual for us to be here on a Tuesday.
No, but life isn't usual at the moment, is it?
Not by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just not far off going into my first ever virtual Pilates class.
I know, that's cool.
Yeah, so we thought we'd jump on. We just figured that it was a good time for us to come and just be in your ears and be your friends and be your company and bring you some hope. And today, some grace.
Yeah. We might also be your distraction from kids and your distraction from life and the craziness. So, our heart is to connect with you and to see you and to be seen, actually. Mm. So, we thought we'd come in and talk about grace and how you can show grace and be grace in this season. Yeah. So we've spoken about grace and freedom before, Amy. Yeah. We've got a whole episode
number
on it.
50.
You and your Rain Man skills.
I know.
It's a good thing. I didn't mean
it is a good thing. No, I did not take it as a bad thing. I took it as like my superpower.
Yeah, it is your superpower.
It really is.
So what does grace mean to you in everyday life? And then let's talk about what it means at the moment.
I think grace is often about giving the benefit of the doubt or allowing people to be human. And I think more so than ever, this is a great time to own our humanity and accept the humanity of others. Let me give you a very personal example, which I know, Kirsty, you can relate to, and actually every couple that I've spoken to in the last couple of days can relate to. If you have a partner and you have been fighting the last couple of days or arguing or disagreeing or not in alignment, know that you're not alone. Cal and I very rarely argue, but we've had just so many disagreements over the last couple of days, and I think there's just so much exhaustion and fatigue and fear and, you know, desires to do the right thing that we just need to show a whole lot of extra grace.
Yeah, it's so hard. Disagreeing with somebody significant in your life is hard at the best of times, and it's so challenging at the moment to figure out what's really going on underneath it all, isn't it? Like you think, oh, I'm doing this because of that, but are you really? And I know for you and I, Amy, this has been a really challenging season as well. And it has been really, we're in decision fatigue.
Yeah, massively.
So it makes it really hard to even to dig into yourself and go, what's really going on for me at the moment? Because you're just making so many decisions, like so many decisions. So our heart for you today is to really have a lot of grace and compassion for yourself in this season and hold space for other people and recognize that they may not even know that the reasons why they're acting the way that they're acting.
Mm.
And I know I got a really beautiful post from a friend of mine and was just talking about acknowledging that this is a really hard season for kids because there's a whole lot of talking. It's happening at school because the kids are talking in the playground, if your kids are still at school, that is. But it has been a challenging season because their teachers may be talking about it, and there's just so many decisions for parents to be making at the moment that I think our kids are going, have got a lot of unanswered questions, and they may not have the resilience at the moment to be able to hold self-control. And if we as parents are arguing more and arguing between ourselves, and not just as parents, as friends and business owners and, you know, any other relationships that you have, if you're finding it hard to have grace for yourself and for other people, just imagine what our kids are going through.
Mm. Like, yeah.
They don't have the 40-odd years of learning these skills. So I can imagine that kids are going to be losing the plot a lot quicker and a lot easier at the moment.
Yeah, we've found that the level between I'm happy and I'm having fun and I'm losing it has significantly reduced. And it can fluctuate like microsecond to microsecond.
Yeah, and that's so challenging for us as parents too, isn't it? Because we've got to hold grace for them and acknowledge that this is not who they are. They're not operating in their normal ability.
Yeah.
But we also want to call them higher. Like, and we also want to show grace for them, but also remind them that that's not how we act in this family or whatever, you know, whatever the situation is that's going on. Like, striking that real right balance between reminding them in that moment to pull their stuff together or deciding to reflect on it at another time.
Yeah.
Hey, like, it's an awesome opportunity for grace to shine through. Hey.
Yeah. I think that we need to also extend grace to ourselves that we don't have to be super mums or super wives or super humans at the moment. Like, it's okay to say I'm scared. That doesn't make you controlled by fear. It's okay to say I'm worried without feeling like you're being controlled by anxiety. It's okay to say I feel a bit flat without feeling like you're being controlled by depression. Like, it's all of these things are really natural. I've got a bit of a smirk in my voice because I feel like I'm being a bit of, I'm not usually a rebel. Kirst is our rebel in our partnership. I'm not usually a rebel, but when it comes to all of these, like, download this amazing like hour by hour schedule for your children, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I do not have capacity for that. I'm trying to, you know, like, Kirst and I are trying to keep our business afloat, like millions of other small businesses around the world at the moment. We're trying to keep our families healthy. We're trying to keep them happy. I am not really concerned at the moment about whether or not my kids did science experiments at home over lunchtime.
Yes.
We are doing more screens. We are doing more board games. We are, you know, like, just being gracious to each other. There's a lot more, like, there's a lot more. There's hardness in that and there's grace in that. But these are the things that are good. We have been doing more board games as a family. We are doing a puzzle at the moment as a family. So at the moment while we're recording, the kids are outside playing, I think it's called donkey or horse or some basketball shootout thing with Cal. There's been a lot more singing around donkey, the house. Is it
donkey where they have to, like, every time you get a basket, D-O-N-K-E-Y?
Yes, but I think we called it donkey, Kirst. I'm pretty sure it's called horse now.
They're lazy. They wanted to take out one less letter.
These lazy gen whatever they are. I'm going to tell them that it's got to go back to donkeys. It's keep them outside longer.
Donkey. Yes. Call it Donkey Kong or make like Donkey Kingdom or even longer.
It's the art of decluttering. You have to get a hoop for it.
Perfect.
Whatever it takes. One of my girlfriends I was speaking to the other day said that her son is refining clay in while he's in home isolation. And I was like, see, that is, like, that's the good stuff. Yes, it's great if they've got to do reading. Yes, they've got to do, but you know, have grace for yourself, mamas and papas. You don't have to be a teacher in this time. You're a parent, and they're not going to look back in 20 years and not get the job they wanted because you didn't become a homeschool teacher.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, just grace.
This is what this post that I read from my friend Mark, he had written, what they're going to remember is how they felt during this season and the response, like the emotional response that we had towards them in this season. So that's why, you know, don't beat yourself up if you've got this list of decluttering jobs that you wanted to do during this season of self-isolation and you got one of them done.
Yeah.
Like, have grace for yourself. Like, we are putting together an exciting new little thing that's coming. We'll let you know when we know more. That's going to definitely help you kick some of those decluttering goals. But if you don't do any of them, that's too cool as well.
Like, yeah, so much grace.
Have grace for yourself and have grace for the expectations that you have placed on yourself and your kids. And look, let me be, now it's my turn to be honest. We have got the thing that we are discussing most in our house.
Call it for what it is.
The thing that we are arguing about most in our house is the level to which the kids need to do their homework. One of us is saying they don't need to do any. The other one is saying they need to stick to the school schedule. I will let you determine who you think is which person in our family, and there's grace for you if you get it wrong. So, again, we just wanted to come into your ears today to really encourage you. Grace is so powerful. It's a powerful gift that we can give to ourselves, and it's a very powerful gift that we can extend to other people. Mm. We want you to accept grace for yourself and extend grace. So we hope that,
can I just add one thing in, Kes, before we finish?
No, you cannot.
Why do I
There's
ask?
There's no grace for you.
Why do I ask? I know you're always going to say no.
I know.
One of my friends did a really great post the other day about saying how lots of people are being generous at the moment, but it actually takes grace to accept someone else's generosity to be the receiver. And so I also want to encourage people in that if you do have a need, grace allowing other people to show you grace is really good. Like if you feel like emotionally you're not coping, you need to call Lifeline or you need to call Beyond Blue or Kids Help or whatever it is, like mm-hmm. allow other people to show you grace, because there is the temptation to be, you know, that pride to come up of, no, I can look after myself and I'm here to look after others. But allow others to show you grace too, because that's just part of the process.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful wise words, Amy. And Amy and I are always here for you. Our Facebook community has been phenomenal during this season. So much filled with hope and love and grace. Yeah, come on over to Facebook. That's where we are the most at the moment.
Yeah, come and check out what everyone else is decluttering and doing and what their home offices look like. And it's a fun place to be, as well as a really soul good place to be. I don't think soul good is a word, but, you know, it's about time I made one up.
It is now. So we look forward to sharing with you some of the plans that we have for the art of decluttering, keep your eyes out on your podcast app. That's all I'm going to say.
There's
for
some
now.
Good stuff coming. We love you guys. Keep safe. Reach out. Come and join our community. Just search the Art of Decluttering community on Facebook, and you'll find us there. And we'll speak soon.
Yay! Have a great rest of your day, Amy. Enjoy virtual Pilates.
Oh, I will. See you, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.